Isaiah chapter 17. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus will be deprived of its existence as a city, and it will become a heap of ruins. The cities of Aroer will be abandoned. They will be for flocks, which will lie down, and there will be no one to cause fear. Fortifications will cease to exist in Ephraim, as will the kingdom in Damascus and the rest of Aramea. They will be like the glory of the sons of Israel, says the Lord of hosts. And it will come to pass on that day that the glory of Jacob will be brought low, and his complexion will become leaner. And it will come to pass, when the reaper gathers the corn, and his arm reaps the ears of corn, that he will be like a gleaner of ears of corn in the valley of the Rephaim. But there will remain gleanings in it, and at the beating of the olive tree there will fall two or three fruits on the topmost bough, and four or five on its fruit-bearing branches, says the Lord God of Israel. On that day a man will behold his Maker, and his eyes will see the Holy One of Israel. And he will not behold the altars which are the work of his hands, and he will not look at what his fingers have made, neither the phallic parks nor the sun images. On that day his fortified cities will be like the wilderness of a copse or a thicket, which they have abandoned because of the sons of Israel, and they will become a desolation. For you have forgotten the God of your salvation, and you have not remembered the rock of your stronghold, which is why you will plant pleasant plants, but you will graft foreign branches on it. On the day you plant it, you cause it to grow, and on the morning you sow it, you make it thrive. But the harvest will be a worthless heap on a day of sickness and grievous pain. Woe to the multitude of many nations, who are in a tumult like the turbulence of the seas, and the uproar of peoples like a roaring sound when mighty waters roar. The peoples roar like the roaring sound when mighty waters roar. But he will rebuke them, and they will flee far away, and they will be chased like chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like swirling debris in a whirlwind. At evening time there will be terror, and before the morning they will not be there. This is the part of those who spoil us, and the fate of those who plunder us.